Hello, it's the post-match show after Liverpool beat someone 2-0. I learned it when I was saying it and now I've forgotten it. Our team from Denmark, anyway, did we beat them 2-0. I'm joined by Andy Heaton, by Mo Stewart and by Phil Blundell. And, I mean, Phil, it wasn't great.
I certainly will not be going out and watching that back again, I don't think. In fact, I'd quite happily never hear of the game ever again, which is a bit of a problem when you're talking about it for 20, 25 minutes, isn't it?
But
it wasn't a feast of football. It wasn't enjoyable. It was basically... We did what we needed to do, really, in terms of we got through the game. We managed to give the three main men, you know, 60-plus minutes off. Unfortunately, we've come out of it with another injury, and it's probably quite a big injury in terms of who it is. But I think you've just got to expect that's going to happen this year. And it's sort of... We're in a really good position to qualify from this group before it's finished now.
Yeah, it's a nice result for us, Mo, not necessarily a nice performance. You know, if someone had said to me, oh, 2-0 before the game, and I thought, oh, that sounds nice, I wouldn't mind an uneventful game. But, I mean, the second comes right at the end and probably flatters Liverpool, really.
It does a little bit. I mean, I said to you at half-time, if you said it was going to be 0 at half-time, 3-0 at full-time, I'd have said, yeah, sounds about right. And, I mean, it kind of almost was, but at the same time, you didn't see those other goals coming. It was almost like... It wasn't quite a League Cup team, but it was almost like a League Cup performance, a little bit disjointed. They weren't really sure how much they needed to give of themselves to win, and they wanted to do the absolute minimum. And, yeah, you mentioned Fabinho's injury. That's probably going to be the headline after the game. And I don't know, sometimes when you get an injury, particularly a key injury, mentally the rest of the players like, let's just shut it down. Let's just make sure nothing else bad happens. And sometimes when you're in that mindset, you're not really sharp, you get a bit sloppy, and a better team might have tried to take advantage, but they didn't.
Yeah, the Fabinho injury is the blow of the night, Andy. You know, he's been so good for us, and, you know, it's not an area of the pitch where we can really afford to lose anyone else. You know, we haven't heard anything yet. I'm normally, you know, no phones on the show, but if anyone wants to check on Fabinho every 5 minutes, I'm away with it, because he's massive for us, isn't he?
I've just set me alerts up just no, you're right. And the way he kind of goes over is worrying, because it wasn't an impact injury, so you can't really gauge what it is. Could be thigh, could be hamstring. Hopefully it's not too serious. I'm just hoping against hope that Matip is closer to a comeback than what people are assuming. And I think he's a loss anyway, whether Matip comes back or not. In playing in the midfield, I think we look better. The only saving grace, and I know this is going to come back and bite me on the arse, is that it's not a massive game of the weekend coming up. You wouldn't think. You think you should have enough in the locker to get something from West Ham. On the performance overall, I just think it was lacklustre. I think most spot on. I think we do a lot of what Liverpool do is playing on the edge, and I think once the Fabinho incident happened, we decided not to play on the edge and trying to have what we hold a little bit, and that was reflected in a kind of I wouldn't say poor performance, but a very un-Liverpool like conservative performance. We didn't look like we wanted to commit, is what I'm saying.
We didn't really click from an attacking point of view, Phil. Why do you think that is? Do you think it's a case of throwing a load of lads in, you know, who aren't used to playing together, or is there a bit more to it than that?
It didn't look to me like any of them really knew exactly where they were supposed to be playing. It was really fragmented, I thought. They were all over the place. One minute you'd have Jota popping up on the right, and then he wouldn't. I'm sure he was on the left 5 minutes later. Shaqiri sort of in holding midfield at one stage. It just... I don't think the 4-2-3-1 works as a thing. It's not necessarily anything to do with the strikers. I just don't think... I think it leaves the midfield with a bit too much space in front of them between the attack and what they've got to do and where they've got to get the ball through. And it really doesn't help when Van Dijk isn't there, who's able to stretch play with a 60-yard crossfield ball to the right winger, which he used to do on a 5 times a game, and get you way up the pitch and you're on, you've got the other team turned around. It looked hard, I thought, and I kind of feel sorry for them because they've never played together before. They probably never will play together again. They've almost done exactly what they were supposed to do in terms of they've given the people a rest and we've won the game and one of them scored. So I don't think we can have too many complaints about everything. It's sort of one of those you've just got to sort of accept as it wasn't pretty, but ultimately the goal has been achieved, if that makes sense.
Do you think individuals should have done better in that attacking situation, Mo? Because, you know, you're throwing in you know, a couple of lads there who you want to be seeing make stronger claims for more involvement. I'm talking more Minamino and Origi here. You know, Origi's not featured at all much, really. In fact, sometimes he's not even made the bench, and you want to see him sort of go out there and, you know, and you know, not proving people wrong necessarily, but make a better account of himself. You know, Minamino as well, you know, felt like he was pushing for the starting place. A lot of people saying he should be in for Firmino, and then it sort of doesn't happen, and you know, he seems a bit sort of further back now. Do you think there's, I don't know, I'm sort of rambling a lot here, but do you think we should be expecting more from them individually, or do you think with so many changes and with the team a bit sort of thrown together, it was you know, you're asking them to play a little bit with one arm tied behind the back?
I mean, I know why we didn't, and it's some of those reasons that you said, but yeah, I still think we're expecting more. Divock in particular, simply because I always thought he was nailed in to start this game.
Yeah,
I would have thought that this would have been something that was discussed from long before, even before you take how Bobby was playing into account, just because of the way the games are coming, this seems like the easiest one to leave him out for. So if he's had a long time to prepare for what his role is going to be, you'd expect him to come out, even if he's not necessarily at his sharpest sometimes, but if you can tell that he's gone in there with the game on a mission, and he's running into fullbacks, and maybe he's being a bit clumsy, but he's putting the effort in, and that effort will often be rewarded when he gets his chance. And I just didn't see that with him today. As for Minamino, I felt a little bit more sorry for him. I remember during the game when we were doing hot mic, Craig mentioned he's a bit lightweight, and I do think that's still an issue for him. He still needs to find a way to use his body better. But so many of them were overlapping, like Phil mentioned, and no one really knew where they weren't supposed to be. And the idea of the fact that we've got all these guys who can interchange positions, they can all play wherever they want, is good, but it can also be a downfall if no one really knows where they're supposed to be. Like, I saw there was like a pitch map of where everyone is, the average positions for the first half, and it was like 2-9. And it was not even like a stretched out 2-9. There was a big clump in the middle where Jota, Minamino, Shaqiri and Trent and a couple of others, they were just there. It looked like an under-7s game. And if you're just getting used to each other, then it's going to happen that way. I think when you've been playing together and you know each other's game a lot better, then you can be switching here, there and everywhere. But until then, you need that structure to say, okay, when the ball goes, I'm supposed to be here. And then if I'm here and the ball comes to me, I can see that fella there and give it to him. There wasn't enough of that.
Okay, let's find a few positives, Andy. I thought Trent played well. I thought it was maybe his best performance of the season. Actually, he's been a little bit quiet so far. He's took his time to sort of get in. Didn't get much of a pre-season, but I thought he was much more on it tonight. And he's great for the opening goal.
Yeah, absolute Wolverine meme when he's stroking the picture. It's going to be Trent's pass. Not like that volley pass.
Oh, the one from the throw-in, yeah.
Ridiculous. No, he looked good tonight. He looked sharp. He looked quick. Not to denigrate him, but there was a couple of occasions when he did. He had to get back in, and he did. And I thought he was really, really controlled performance. I thought he was unlucky as well with a couple of crosses. I thought he put in some really good crosses there. You know, they had a sizable advantage. They had an advantage. I think a sizable height advantage. Sorry for repeating myself. against us today, we looked decidedly small for the first time in a while. And in another game, I think a couple of the crosses that went in, we could have done a little bit better with or got more from. And we had our first team, what you regard as our starting 11 in there, including obviously Virgil van Dijk. Does all right, but I'm still thinking. You talk about performances. I thought Shaqiri was fantastic today.
He's really good for that opening as well.
Really good ball, link up play. You know, he lays it off first time, and I think he does that. He does a lot on instinct, and he has got ability. And I think we forget about that sometimes. And also, nearly scores the greatest goal in Champions League history. towards the end of the game. So yeah, a couple of positives. I thought Alisson looked all right, but that one miscued volley slice aside, I think he looked assured. I thought he'd done well with it, especially with the Mitchell and chance late on.
Yeah, and the early one as well.
And the early one as well. Yeah, there's a couple there, but he just brings an assurance there, which I think is massive, especially with Reece Williams coming on, who I also thought acquitted himself quite well, especially given the pressure. And you can say, oh, consider the opposition, but it's a Champions League game at Anfield. It's a Champions League game at Anfield. So yeah, no, all good. There's a couple there. Look, you take the win and you move on. Obviously, it's not as great as what we would like it to have been, but it's 2 from 2, which I'm sure Phil will know because he knows these things. When was the last time we won our first 2 Champions League games?
I think we did it in 07, 08. No, 08, 09 it was. We beat Marseille and PSV. First 2 games. One away at Marseille, beat PSV at home.
So
didn't even flinch.
There you go, see.
I checked today because I was curious, genuinely.
We're trying to throw him under the bus. I just knew Phil would know the answer. So, I mean, take performance aside, results, we're in good shape because I'm fed up having to go to the last game to have to get someone, to be quite honest.
Yeah, they are in great shape. And, you know, just to talk a little bit more about, you know, one or two of those performances that Andy highlighted there. I mean, Reece Williams, he's yet to concede in the Champions League, yeah? I mean, his first appearance was a short one, but his second one, he gets thrown in there, you know, fairly cold. And, you know, he's obviously first choice centre-half off the bench, so there's a little bit of him thinking, well, I need to get myself ready. But obviously, if Evan goes, is it sure he doesn't play tonight? He comes on and has to play quite a big part in that game and, you know, should be really pleased with how he's done.
Yeah, he didn't. He was never put under a great deal of pressure by them, which I think helped, which is what he would have wanted, I imagine. I imagine he didn't want to do a great deal of sort of one-on-one defending, having to go backwards, having to do things, basically. But I thought he was confident on the ball. I thought there were a few times when he sort of stepped out and aggressively won the ball. I mean, there was one in the second half he won, and I reckon he was 15 yards inside their half, and he just nicked it off someone's toe. And it'll do the world of good, you know. It might turn out that he's brilliant and he could come in and it's like, we don't need to buy a centre-half in January because he's very good. No, I mean, he probably won't do that, but he could. Like, you've got to remember that sometimes young players just get in the team by accident and they do well and they get a chance that's not just to do with circumstance and they grasp it. It is pretty much what Trent did. And I mean, I'm not saying he's going to be Trent Alexander-Arnold, but he's going to get an opportunity, I think, in times, and he's just got to show what he's capable of, and maybe he's going to get something out of it.
Just on that, can I just butt in a second, John, on that? I thought Joe Gomez looked after him very well as well. Mm. I thought Joe Gomez is coming for a little bit of criticism, like he thought he did. That was a really good performance for him, and he, considering he's only in his early 20s, 21, 22 still? 22,
I think.
22. Yeah. He took the responsibility to look after Williams on, and I thought he'd done well, all things considered.
Phil's doing maths in his head.
I was trying to remember old he was when he made his debut, that's all it was. And then I was trying to work out what year it was, and now I was trying to work out what year it is now, and I've got no idea.
So. He's had back-to-back great games, Joe Gomez, yes. Well, on that left-hand side of defence, which is a little bit of an unusual one for him. I mean, he came in as a left-back, if we're going to go back to it, back with Phil Phil's hot time machine. I think his numbers from the league game at the weekend were absolutely unreal as a man who left him on the bench in a numbers based didn't mean to. Just got giddy between the games. My head went to Man United Chelsea, all that excitement to Man United Chelsea. I didn't know what to do.
I'll tell you, it's mad everywhere this week.
I was buying Phil Blundell a pizza.
That was literally what it was. Yeah. It was me ordering tuna and onion. You just went west.
That's why my head went. Anyway. Yeah, you're on a pizza. Forget about that, Joe Gomez.
Yes, Joe. I was always of the opinion that the more responsibility he's given, the better he's going to play. And I'm pleased to see these first 2 games, at least without Virgil, it's been proven. The fact that obviously Fabinho went down, he knew that he was going to have to be the one to step up, and he did. There was the thing with Joe is that sometimes I see in a game where. Because when you're centre-half, you've got to win like so many different battles. It's like a new challenge every 3 or 4 seconds. Even if you've just done really well, you've got another one coming maybe straight away. So sometimes he would lose one of those challenges and it would be in his head for a little bit too long and you'd start to see him have a bad 5 minutes or maybe about 10 minutes. He's getting better at shaking those things off, in my opinion, and growing into the game. But I think... I don't know, maybe being on that left side, because he's had the experience of being left back, it doesn't faze him in a way that it might do some others. He still can play a decent pass with both feet.
Yeah.
And maybe he's not going to be doing the Virgil balls out to Salah a lot. He did do a couple, though. He's quite good at that kind of fizzed pass out to Trent that's along the ground that kind of like allows us to catch up a bit and maybe catch them on the hop. So, yeah, I'm always going to be a Joe fan. You know that. I'm sure you knew that before you even threw to me. But, yeah, I'm really pleased to see him taking a commanding role in this team.
Yeah, no, I absolutely, and I think he's done terrific, as I say, last two games, and making that Virgil hole feel not quite as big, although still there. I don't know if anyone's heard about Firmino. Yeah, you've all been good, actually.
the same hamstring.
What would you ask?
Still connected.
Okay, but if you say, is it bad? Is it good? Is it indifferent? Yeah. I don't know.
One other thing I'd say, going back to what you were saying about Shaqiri, I think it's significant that he played the whole game. Because a lot of the time we'll get to like 75, 80 when he starts, and he'll start blowing a little bit. And he was involved. He was in the thick of it in midfield, winning tackles and stuff. So he was able, his body was able to stand up to that. And he didn't wane. And I think he knew he was having a good game, and maybe that kind of helped him get through it. But if we don't have to take him off, then that's really going to work in our favour later on in the season.
So Klopp update on Firmino, quote, it's exactly the last thing we needed. I know he felt a hamstring, and that's not good. He said he could have played on, but no sprints, which doesn't help. We will see. We will know more after a scan. But the fact that he said he could have carried on.
Is that one of those, I could have carried on, and you just sound like you can and you can't? Because a lot of them, I mean, I've seen people with concussion think, I know it's different, but they go, yeah, I'm playing on. You can't stand walking.
But I'm saying, if that's what Klopp's saying now, because he normally... For me, Klopp will make the most, not to make the most of out of it, but if he can say, oh, it's a bad one, it's one.
Maybe he just wants Pep to plan for Firmino there.
Maybe. We shall see. That doesn't sound too bad to me. I'm with Andy. I could sort of see the positives there.
If it stops him going away with Brazil, that may not be the...
Hey, maybe it was the plan.
The worst idea.
Maybe it was
all
the plan.
He'd miss Man City and Atalanta, but he'd also get a 2-week break, which... You're doing a deal, aren't you? It's not... disastrous.
Jürgen's gone massive on Rhys Williams, by the way.
Oh, good. He's a massive fella, and he is doing really well. Who else do want to talk about? I got sidetracked there by the Firmino news.
Sorry, you're fine.
That's what I'll do, Phil. Diego Jota, he scored three massive goals now for Liverpool. He gets the third in that win against Arsenal. And then a winner at the weekend, winner again. Diego Jota, what a fella.
It looks like money well spent. It looks certainly like we've got exactly what we wanted, because a player who weighs in with big goals, who isn't one of the front three, was something that I think we were lacking. That's a bit harsh on Origi when I say big goals, given he literally scored in the European Cup final, but it wasn't sort of what he was offering us last season. I don't think it's the goals tonight. I thought was interesting, because if you go back and look at the videos of the goals he was scoring at Wolves, there are a lot of them where he was arriving at the back post, and it was simple finishes, and he's done that again tonight. He's in exactly the right position. I think it was just beautiful build up play. It was actually a really, really good goal, and it probably because it was a tapping, the build up play may not get quite as much praise as it really deserved, because the finish was so easy, which shouldn't really be how it is, but it sometimes is. He looks exactly what we needed. He looks like you could play him in any game you wanted ahead of any of the front three if they were there.
Yeah, big goals is a nice habit to have, Mo. It's funny because when we signed him, I obviously spoke to a lot of Wolves fans and journalists and things like that, and all of them talked about his winning goal in the FA Cup against Manchester United and how that's the biggest goal in their recent history. Yeah. He looks like he's got that in his locker, doesn't he? The bigger the occasion, the time you need a man to step up, he's got that. And yeah, winning goals is fine.
Definitely. I mean, he's got a European hat-trick under his belt. So the one thing I was concerned about when he came, the one thing Wolves fans was saying a lot, he is quite streaky. Like, he had a period where he scored, I think, two hat tricks in three games, and then he didn't score for like about 6 weeks. So I'm hoping that that's not something that is going to be an issue with him with us. But the fact that he's come in straight away and scored, hopefully that confidence is going to be able to say, I can still play. I can play in this team. I can find opportunities in this team. Hopefully, as the games go by, it'll be less of his teammates trying to get in his way when he tries to score. So hopefully he'll improve. But we've seen that before, where players have looked okay at other clubs, come to us and improved, and let's hope we got another one.
Yeah, just to sort of start to round up, boys and Andy, they're getting things done at the moment, Andy, this Liverpool team. And, you know, we said at the top, it's three wins out of three since the Van Dijk injury. And, you know, they've had to dog them all to varying degrees. None of them have been performances that we'll necessarily remember in sort of 2-3 years' time, maybe not even 2-3 months' time. But, you know, they've been wins, and, you know, they're showing the resilience, aren't they? They're showing the mental strength. They're showing that everything that's gotten them to where they are. And, you know, it's tough for all of us to take the Virgil injury, especially the circumstances which brought it out. But these boys are showing that there's still games to win, and they're still determined to make this a great season.
Yeah, well, there's two clean sheets in three, isn't it? And the Sheffield United goal they conceded was a penalty that shouldn't have been given. So it looks like the madness of the early season, the mad scorelines of a couple of weeks ago, seems to be settling down. So, I mean, I'm not saying Virgil van Dijk isn't a miss. It's obviously a huge miss, but it looks like they're finding some kind of normal between them. And they look in decent shape, and we'll be wanting a better performance at the weekend against West Ham, and, you know, it looks like we'll get it. All things, you know, considering, fingers crossed. I mean, I'm just seeing things about Salah limping down the tunnel, which hopefully won't be a thing, which is incredibly worrying. But no, all right. In the Premier League, we're joined top against that. I forget who's top of it. I don't know. On goal difference, and 2-2 in the Champions League. So yeah, as all things considered, we're not in bad nick. And considering the blows we've took, we've lost our first choice goalkeeper for a month, and we've had obviously the injuries of age. All things could be a lot worse than what they are. And I think it's time to be positive, despite the lethargic performance tonight, I think, just because we got the results.
There's going to be a lot of injuries this season, Phil, for a lot of teams, and it's who best deals with them, really. And right now, Liverpool are dealing with their hand, you know, remarkably well.
Yeah, I mean, it is all, the injuries are a reason why the team is what it is tonight as well. So you've sort of got to accept that a performance you don't like and a team that you don't necessarily like is there as a measure.
I think I think Thiago was well tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the type of game that he revels in.
He'd just walk around them and he'd ping balls all over the pitch, and we'd have probably won 4 or 5 nil if he'd been playing. But as I was saying, it's a short term. You're preventing injuries, but because you don't see the players getting injured, and you see other players playing instead, you don't think of, you're not seeing the bad thing, as opposed to. The bad thing is being prevented as opposed to being seen, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. I temporarily thought I'd gone mad. But yeah, there's going to be games like that. I mean, the ideal situation, we got back-to-back games with Atalanta now. If we can win both of them, I think we've won the group after four games. So the last two games, we could play us four. And it wouldn't matter. All we've got to do, basically, is then we've got 2-3 midweeks. And having 2-3 midweeks ahead of that Christmas period where we're playing league games every three days would be so big.
That was the kind of point I was making earlier about the 2-2 at the start, because like I can't remember a situation. I mean, as you said, it's over 10 years ago since we've, you know, not took it to the second to last or the last game, and when the fixes are going to be so compact, it's no good, all things considered.
And we all got to see that pass by Trent.
Yeah, we did. And I'm just so glad the way the camera was, the angle, because you get to see it swing out and then swing around. And yeah, I will be watching that in the cab on the way home for sure. one other thing I will say as well.
Absolute
though,
Trent hub.
Oh, yeah.
Pants on in that taxi, mate.
If that doesn't exist already, I'm going to be doing that as well tonight.
You worry about your Uber 8 if you have no pants on.
Yeah, maybe not. Not the one with the camera anyway. But one other thing I want to say. The last 2 years, at around this point in the season in terms of games in, we've been talking about us winning ugly and not really playing that well.
Yeah.
And then we get to Christmas and suddenly, wow, we've got an amazing team. Where did that come from?
That'll happen again. Nice one to Andy, to Mo, to Phil. Up the Reds, another win.